Weiter in Shasim Bababasa, Daf Yud Ches, picking up on Yud Zanam Beliz Barabam, the page, very last line, Toshima. Now, we had a discussion in Mishnah. We know you're not allowed to cause damage to your neighbor. So if he goes and he builds something, you're not allowed to build something after the fact that's going to be too close, that's going to damage it. Now, everyone is masking to that concept. Mechokas Abayin Rava, though, comes up about what happens if it's not yet built. Can you build something that's close enough to the border of the neighbor? And if he hadn't yet built something, if in the future there's got to be something there that it may come to damage, what's going to be the din over there? Abayi says it's not a problem, and Rava says that it is a problem. Ravu argues and says that you're not allowed to do that. We're now going to see a whole series of questions, and that's going to be pretty much a lot of the daf today. Here we go. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Tashima. Question on Ravu, whose opinion is that you're not allowed to go ahead and do something now if it's going to cause damage, something in the future, even if it's on your own property. Marchikin is a gefes ves hazevel that we have in our own Mishnah. The Mishnah says that one has to go ahead and distance the chreft of the olives. V.S. And on the manure, ve'es ha-melech, and the salt, ve'es ha-acid, and lime, ve'es ha-slime, and stones, mikosa shechaveru shlosha tfachim, it's got to be moved away from the kosa, from the wall of your friend, it's got to be moved away 3 tfachim. O sad besid. Or you got to put, O sad besid means you got to put lime on the wall in order to go in to protect it. So, what are we talking about here? All these things sounds like there's already a wall over there, which means taima de ikakosa. The reason why the Mishnah says you can't do it is because there's already a wall over there. Haleka kosel, which implies that if there would be no wall there yet, then somich you are allowed to go do it, which goes against Rava. What are you going to say to that? Rava says that you're not allowed to do it if there's something, even if something not there. Says the Gemara, lo, not a raya. Ki leka kosel nami lo samich. Even when there's no wall, you're also not allowed to go ahead and bring it close. I don't remember if I beeped. Beep, yurchas. Ki leka kosel nami lo samich. You're not allowed to go and you got to bring it close to it. So then, why is it speaking it out? Evela, my kamash malah. And what does it mean to tell you when it says, when there is a wall there? Hakash malah comes to tell you, dahani kosel lo kosel. These are type of things that are bad for the wall, that are going to deteriorate a wall. Okay, let's try again. Toshima, also from our Mishnah. Marchikin is a zroim, vesa marchesha, vesa meraglaim. You have to seeds that are, you have to move away seeds, and machresha is a plow, and meraglaim, your nation. You got to move it away. Minakosa shoset tfachim, 3 tfachim away from the wall. Oh, what do you see over there? Taima dikakosa, there's a wall over there. Halakikosa, if there wouldn't be kosa, there's something you're allowed to go and put it there. Says Gemara, lo, not a rai. Kilekakosa nami lo samach. Even if there's no wall, you shouldn't do it. Velamai kamash malan, what's it coming to teach you by saying there is one there? Hakamash malan, demisunta kasha lakosel. That this is bad for the wall. What's misunta? Rashi says, lach, dover lach, something which is wet is going to be bad for the wall. So those are things that are wet. Viter, Toshima, let's try again. To come against Rava. Let's not forget, Rava's saying that if something is going to, you can't do something now that in the future will end up going and damaging it. So says Rava, says the Gemara to try to go cash on that Toshima. Ve'esarichaim shlosha min ha-shechev. And this again is from our Mishnah, that a mill has to be moved away at least 3 tefach from the neighbor's wall, measured from the lower millstone, Shehin Arba bin Arechev, which comes out to 4 tefachim from the wall, from the upper millstone, which seems to be saying that the wall's already over there. Again, time to get Kosel, Halakha Kosel, there wouldn't be a wall there. Samach, and you're allowed to go put it next to it. Says Gemara, lo, not a rack. You like a kosel, I'm going to put it in front of my Kamash Shalom, it's coming to teach you. How Kamash Shalom is coming to tell you, deteria kosela kosel. That the shaking is bad for the wall. That is when it goes, when these things are being used, it shake, and it messes up the wall, it's going to be bad for it. Let's try again from a Mishnah. Toshima. The oven's going to move 3 tfachim away from the wall, from the lower part of the base of the oven. Shenar ba min ha-shafa, which comes out to 4 tfachim, measured from the upper rim of it. Now, that means, again, when there's a wall over there, time and dike kosa, there's a wall over there, halakha kosa, if it wouldn't be something you're allowed to do, it's Gemara low. Kileka kosa nami lo samach, there's no way you're not allowed to do it, elamai kamash shalom is coming to tell you, how kamash shalom, de havla kasha lo kosel, that heat is bad for the wall, that itself is going to ruin it. Right? So therefore, we have a switch over here. The Bacharuni, the Havla Kosha Lakosa. Okay, it says Dahani. Okay, these are going to be bad for the wall. Okay, let's try again. This is coming from Mishnah, coming up later on. Chaf Amabez, Toshima, Lo Yitach Adam Chanut, Shel Nachtunim, Mishnah Tabaim. Now to open up a store, which is Nachtomim, selling baked stuff. or tzavaim that are dyers. Rashi says mochrei lechem, a bakery. Shemasik and Shem Ortam, there's always a fire burning over there in these two places. Tachas Otsu Shachavero, let's try again. Lo yiftach adam chanut shal nachtomim shal tzavayim, tachas Otsu Shachavero, underneath the Otsir, the storage place of the friend. Rashi says, Aliyah Shotsin Ba Tavua, stuff that they go and they place over there, grain, and they put also there shemen, the yayin, the ashan, kashal, and the smoke that comes up bad for it. Velo refis bakar, and you're not allowed to go ahead and bring a barn underneath that area. As well, Rashi says, "Hareach kasher lahen," because the reach, the stank that's going to come out of it, is going to be bad for it. So you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to put over there. Taima to eat oats. The reason I'm allowed to do is because there's already oats are there. Halak oats there. There wouldn't be oats are there. Then what would that mean? That of it, you're allowed to go and do all these type of things over there. Oh, which is against Rava, says Rashi. Dira shina. Don't bring a raya from that. Don't bring a raya when it comes to a place which is a. Where people are going to be settled over there. Rashi's chanut v'refes bakar dirasin shal adamim. This is a place where people live. Vein lanu les or diraso alav ela imkain hahezek muchan. Even Rava is going to be maskim that who says that you're not allowed to do things that are going to cause damage in the future. That's only in places where you're not living. But if you're living in those places, then you are allowed to do these type of things until, you know, unless there's something that's already there. Rashi says ela imkain hahezek muchan unless it's already there. So. There and then those instances you are allowed to open that. The Kanami could also figure that out to get even further to Tatani Allah because we have a Bryce that's taught on the mission that says Refus Bakar Kodemasalutse Mutter that if the barn, this thing was there before the storage room, then it's going to mutter to go out to keep it over there. And therefore it's only in that type of circumstance that even he would be maskim to, so it's not a cash over here. And Viter. Toshima, let's try again to knock out. Trying to get Rava. We're bringing also another Mishnah. This is a Mishnah was coming up on Daf Chaf Vav. Lo yita adam ilan samach lasad. That person can't plant a field. Plant a field. You can't plant a ilan, a tree next to a sada, next to a field. Or, yeah. Am I saying that right? Lo yita adam ilan samach lasad. Plant a tree near the field. Unless you go and you move it 4 amas away. These 4 amas that the Chum said they have to go out and you have to make sure that there's a tree between the tree and the other field. Clearly we're talking about not a tree alone, but or even a vine. That's the amount that's necessary. That enough room to be able to go into work on this kerem without going out and messing up the neighbor's property over there. So what do we see from here? Taima. Well, hold on. Rashi says something. Okay, we're going to have Abraham. Kid the mifarish taima kidei avodas hakerem. So you chorish hakerem b'mecharesha. They use like the plow. V'chein b'shas abatzir boats and usaba agalos. They would bring these wagons there. V'tzarch lehen makom ponu an open place. Abraham's shaloti kanas agalos mecharesha. So b'karkas chaverim. So this is going to the friends' stuff. But what do you see? Taima the mishum kidei avodas hakerem. The reason is you have to leave that space over there. Is because you need space in order to go into work the area there. Halav achi kedei avodas hakerem, if not for the fact that you needed that, samach you'll not even put it up right next to the boundary. V'af agav de'ika shrashim de'kamazgi, even though they're going to be roots, they're going to go, and even though right now they're not damaging, eventually they're going to cause damage over there, which goes against Rava, who says you're not allowed to put it over there even before it goes and happens. Says Gemara, it's a raya against Rava. And for the Gemara, hachimai skinna, what are we talking about? Demafik tsumna. That Mish is talking about where there's underneath, there's a rock that's underneath the Rashi. It says, Sela chazak, shlo yis. Pashtu shrashov l'sham, that the roots are not going to go. So in between my field and your field is this very strong bedrock that it's not going to allow the stuff to go through and mess up the fields. That's the only reason why you allow you to do it over there. But otherwise, it would be a problem. Haya God there being time, if there was a fence between the two, which would stop the plow from going to the friend's field, then each one can put the tree right up to the fence on their side. And that's only because you have this rock underneath that's stopping it from coming in and damaging. In fact, the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's really true, the Mishnah is talking about this case where you have this rock underneath that's separating the fields. In Masefu, what about the end of that Mishnah over there? How you shurashav yotza mitzuch shel chavero. If you plant a tree and the roots go into your friends, into your neighbor, mam lehem Shlosha Tfachim, the neighbor can cut them off down three Tfachim. In other words, he can cut the roots that go into his property if they're within three Tfachim of the top, like of the surface of the ground. In order what? Kidei Shalo Ya'akev HaMachresha. In order that they don't go and mess up his plow, which goes that far down. But if the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a rock that's separated to it, my bo hasam, how the roots get there, they're able to get there in the first place. So it's going, no. Hachikam, as he means to say, and if there isn't a rock between the two of them that's stopping it from coming through, when it went into the friend's neighbor, then Mamak Shosh Tfachim go and take three Tfachim, Kedishali Akav and Kresha, or that mess up Merkresha. But everything that was good and dandy. Let's try again. Toshima. We have a Mishnah. What's coming up again? We're going to see all these Mishnahs in the next week. Because Hashem Yisboch should help us. Toshima Merchikim Asilim and Abor Esimichamishama. The Mishnah comes and tells the person to go ahead and needs to move a tree 25 amas from the bor. We saw this already. I don't remember if we saw this in Bava Basar and Bava Metzia. We saw this and we're going to see. Anyway, I remember seeing this. Yeah. Marchigan, you have to move away this tree from the boar 25 amos, time into Ika boar, which says the reason is must because there's a boar over there. Ha, like a boar, if there wouldn't be a boar, then Samach, you're allowed to go bring it close, which goes against Rava, says Gemara, lo. Ki like a boar nam, even when there's no boar, you're also, even when there's no pit, low summit your knowledge, but there also Vakamash Monska is coming to tell you, Dada Simbachamisha Amma, Azli Shwashim and Maske the board. You should just know that 25 amas, how far it's going to go in order to damage the pit. Iachi says, if that's really true, that's also the 20th tree. Even before there's a pit over there, let's look at the safer that Mishnah, Ve'im Ilan Kadam. But if the tree was put there first, before there was the pit there, lo yakots, the owner of the tree does not have to go ahead to cut it down. He doesn't have to cut it down. Ve'i lo de lo samech. Now, if it's true that one's not allowed to go and place a tree next to the boundary, even before there's a pit there, hechi meshkachas, I'm going to find a case that there's a tree that's there, and if it's there, that then really you should have to go and cut it down. In other words, how are you going to have it there, put it there in the first place? And if it's there when it's not allowed to be there, then you have to go and cut it down. What's going on? Says the Gemara, listen. We're going to see that even in a circumstance, let's say it's also to go on to plant the tree near this area, but we're going to see you still don't have to cut it out. Why is that? Because the Amar Rav Papa, like Rav Papa said, he explains a different Mishnah, Bilo Keyach. The Mishnah is talking about where there is a buyer. Hachanami here also, Bilo Keyach. It's talking about when there's a buyer. What does that mean? That means that the owner of the tree planted the tree in his rishos, totally in his rishos. And later on, he sold a part of his own property to somebody else who then dug a pit near the tree. In that circumstance, the tree is planted totally beheter. And the owner doesn't have to go out and doesn't have to take it down in such a circumstance. Toshima, let's try again from another Mishnah. Well, the Mishnah we read is coming up on Chafei. Machikin es haMishra min haYarek. You have to go and you have to make sure that the Mishra, that's the place where they would soak flax. Rashi's Mayim shesharim bo es haPishdon. The water where they would soak the flax. Min haYarek, Rashi says, shall mean a Michael kruv v'shumen v'krishin. Different types of foods over there. And that would be some type of vegetables. Kruv is cabbage, garlic, and leek. So let's read inside now. Marchikin is a mishum and a yarek. If this is a me'esa kreisha min abetzalim, you have to separate. And also you can have leek. The leek has to be from the onions, has to be separated. Ves chardal, mustard min hadvorim. There's a plant. Mustards are plants. So mustard plants mustard seeds come from them, from bees of the neighbors. And, now we have a bit of an issue, right? Because we're talking about it sounds like the vegetable's already there. Time of the Kiyarik, the reason why you have to go and move away this flax water thingamajig is because there are vegetables that are already there. Halakha Yarik, let me say, if there wouldn't be Yarik there yet, then somebody's allowed to go there to put it over there right by the boundary, right by the Meitzah, which goes against Rav, who says you're not allowed to put it there for the future. Says Gemara, lo. Not the case. Kilek Yerik Nami, even the vegetables are not there. Lo Samach, still you can't put it. Vokam Hashem is coming to tell you this is that the Hani Kosha Dadi. This stuff is going to mess up these other stuff. these things will harm those other kind of things. So the Gemara, Yochi, if that's really true, that's also to put it even before, you know, it goes and it's there. Ema Seifa, let's take a look and see what the Mishnah says. It's the Seifa, Rabbi Yossi Matir Bechardo, Rabbi Yossi Matirs, when it comes to mustard, he lets you go and put something next to the stuff over there. Because Yossi says, you know why you let him put the mustard there by your thing? Because the owner of the mustard can say to the one of the bees, before you tell me, hey, move your mustard away from my bees, I'll say, I'll say, go move your bees from my mustard. Because they come and they eat the flowers of the mustard plants and they go and they mess it up. Rashi says over here, until you tell me to go and move my mustard from your bees, Rashi says, Shalom Mazik, the one who's damaging, laharchik atzmo, to damage it, move himself from this case, harchik ato devarayach, you move your bees. Menchadlai from me, Shafatan, Mazik, you're also called a Mazik over here. Beep, turn the page. Yurchas amabes, v'idalo samich. If that halacha really is like Rava wants to say, you're not allowed to go and put this thing near the nearest property even before something else is over there, how can you go and find this case in the first place? According to Rav Yossi, both the bees and the mustard plants are considered like mazik, and how could either have been placed near the boundary in the first place? It wouldn't even have gotten off the ground. Get it? The fact that since Rav Yossi, according to Rav Yossi, both, right, it could happen in the first place. So it must be that you are allowed to do it, which knocks off Rava. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Bilo Keach. It's talking about a case where there's a buyer again. And the same thing is that the owner of the pool, the flax pool, or the leeks, or the mustard, he put it in his boundaries, and then he sold it, a part of it, to the property of someone else, who then put in something that's going to get impacted or impact by it. And that's what we're talking about over here. So it's going to be Bilo Keach, that's what you're talking about. My time in the Rabbanon. What's Pshat in the Rabbanon? When the owner put in the thing which is not okay, he did it in a mutter way. Why did the rabbis come and say you have to go and remove it? Why would that be? It's totally mutter. The Odin, furthermore, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi, who allows it to stay there near the boundary only if the case of the bees and the mustard plants, I feel a mishavi arkanami. Even in the case of the flax pool and the vegetables also, you should say he's allowed to leave it over there because it's put there in a mutter way. I'm Ravina, Kasev Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, Alamazik laharchik is atzmo. It's the one who is the mazik, that's one causing the mazik to go and move it, even in a case where it was put there in a heter way. Says Rashi, V'alfa pisha mitchila asabirish us. If it is a mazik type of thing, it's got to be moved. Now, this is really causes still an issue. Michlal, that the fact that what does that imply? The Rabbi Yossi savra la nizak laharchik is atzmo. That means that Rabbi Yossi is saying, he's the other opinion, he's saying that the one who's getting damaged has to go on to remove himself. Eyal and Nizak, but if you want to say Rabbi Yossi is going to say that it's not the Nizak, the one that's getting damaged, I feel the Mishaviyak and Nami, then we should also argue in the case of the flax water and the vegetables also. Right? Because before Rabbi Yossi would say that in the first two cases of the Mishnah, it's only a problem because it was put there legally. But now it's another issue. Rav Yossi says that it's up to the Nizak to go and stop stuff from happening. So why does he only argue in reference to the case of the bees and the plants of mustard? Really, Rav Yossi is of the opinion that even the mazik is the one who's going to be responsible. Okay. It's okay when it comes to the idea of the water, flax water, and the vegetables. That makes sense. Dahani maski hani, because the flax is going to damage the vegetables. Vahani lo maski hani, but the vegetables don't mess up the flax. So since the damage is only a one-way damage, and the halacha is that it's the chiyuv of the one who is damaging, the mazik, to stop the vamping, I agree with what you said over here, that the water, the flax water, has to be moved. Elachardel dvarim, when it comes to the mustard and the bees, tarvayu maske adadi, both of those damage each other, and therefore we argue with the fact that the mustard plants has to be moved. The Rabbana and the Rabbana say, dvarim lachardel umaske, say no, bees don't actually damage the mustard plants. Ibabimta, because if it's about the seeds you're worried about, lo mishkachle, they're not able to get find them because it's closed up inside of it. Ibatar, but if you're talking about the actual leaves, that's not an issue because other pyre, they grow back. Oh, very good. Therefore, right, since bees don't damage the mustard, and yeah, very, very good. So it's the mustard that's messing up the bees over here. Okay. Now, what we just came out with is that Rabbi Yossi is on the opinion that... Yeah, he's masking to the Chachamim that it's the mazik's issue to go and move something. In fact, the Gemara, Besav Rabbi Yossi ala mazik laharchik is atzmo, is it really, does he hold that it's on the mazik to remove himself? But tonight, we're willing to the Mishnah, it's coming up later. Rabbi Yossi omer al afal pi shabor kodemus la'ilon lo'yakos. Even if the pit was there before the tree, the owner of the tree doesn't have to cut it down. Shezech chofer pesuch shalo, v'zenoteh pesuch shalo, because this one can dig a pit in his property, and this one can plant the tree in his property. There's no isser against planting a tree, even where it's going to, where it could maybe go and damage it. And what do we see from here? That it comes out of the corn to Yossi, the chiyuv preventing any sort of mazik is not on the owner of the one who's causing it, but on the one who is the nizak, who's going to get impacted. Says Gemara Eliola, really, Yossi, Alan Nizak's really. Really, he does hold that it's on the nizak and the damagee to go and to remove it. He says that it's mutter to put this flax water next to the veggies of the neighbor. And the reason why he argues with the Chachamim only by the mustard and bees is because he says, he's responding in reference to the opinion of the Rabbanon of, it says it's on the mazik. He says, Lididi, according to me, Alan Nizik Lachikat Atzmo, the one who's getting damaged has to go and move his stuff. Fafilu Mishav Yarko Lo Boy Rechuke. And even in the case of the flax water and the vegetables, you know, distancing the flax bowl is not chayev. It's the other guys do it. Eladidchu, according to you. Damiso Ala Mazik, is this on the mazik to do it? Tenech Mishav Yarko. Okay, it makes sense when you talk about the flax water and the vegetables, the honey maski honey, because that one's damaging one, vahani lo maski honey, but the vegetables are not messing up the pools, right? So it's a one-way thing, and therefore we assume that it's the owner of the mazik, the chiyuv to go to stop it from happening. Therefore you say the flax water has to be distanced. Each one's damaging the other one. So you should agree that you don't have to go and you don't have to distance it at all. Rabbanon, what do they say? The varm lechardel lo maskele. He says, bees don't damage the chardel. Ibe binta, because you're worried about the seeds, peep turn the pages to smavlo. Meskachas not able to reach them. They're not able to get to them. Rashi says, hadavor lefishu tamun b'sharvito, because it's hidden within its sheath. Ibe tapir, worried about the leaves. Hadapari, it's going to go and it's going to grow back. Therefore, again, it's a one-way damage. And, It's the chardos damaging the bees, and therefore that's the one, and the masik has to be moved. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.